Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
The day the very last VHS video cassette recorder rolled off the production line was another sign of technology moving on. Wow, video cassettes. Remember how excited we were the first time we were able to record our favourite TV programs on our video recorder with the timer so we could watch them when we got home? That's assuming we set the recorder correctly or didn't tape over the last episode of that favourite series. Did you have a Beta machine or VHS? Videos were just one of the many gadgets that changed our lives, but we don't even think about that now. What about the Walkman? Listening to CDs on the move and skipping and scratching. Or what about those floppy disks for the computer? Apparently at one stage, there were 5 billion in circulation. All history now. Their storage capacity space wasn't even enough to save a 3-minute song in MP3 format. Even the iPod is under threat thanks to smartphones. As the speed of technology increases, we see gadgets get faster, smaller, and able to do more. Sure, some of these inventions certainly improve our lives, but others, well, they just seem to bring new ways to waste our time. The pace of change in medicine is also increasing, with the prospect of new drugs and treatments being able to cure illness and prolong life. Given man's ingenuity and creativeness, it's tempting to think that we don't need God. There is one thing that never changes. In a letter Paul wrote in Antiquity to those in Rome, it says, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life. Neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord." If he was writing it today, I wonder if he would have included neither artificial intelligence, science, or new technology. And the best thing, when we accept God's love, it's here to stay. It never, ever changes. I'm Aaron Wright.